I'm not too sure exactly how long Peter and his brother Andrew knew about Jesus. But obviously they had known something. They probably heard him. Perhaps they watched some of the signs that he worked. But when he called them, the fact that they would drop everything and go follow him, I mean, taking on a totally different way of life. I mean, going fishing for them was not a sport. It was not just for fun. It was not a good afternoon just to be out with the boys. But it was their profession. That's what they did. That's the way they made their living. That's the way they supported their families. So we kind of say, what was it about that call when Jesus said to them, come, follow me. I will make you fishers of men. And probably it had a whole lot to do with the source. They probably witnessed and knew something of this Jesus. It's hard to believe that they would just, because somebody said, come, that they would just drop everything and go. Apparently, they had some kind of sense of responsibility and some sense of ownership. So what was it about the call, except for the fact that it came from Jesus, the Son of God? He called them, come. And they dropped everything immediately. So when he called the other two disciples, the same thing. They dropped everything immediately and came after him. He said, I want you to become a part of this kingdom of heaven, which is being established on earth. You know, interestingly now, I know we talk about this a lot. Sometimes you probably get tired of hearing it. But maybe we're not hearing it. That same call to follow Christ, to be an integral part of the kingdom of heaven, every one of us receives that. Probably not just once in our lifetime. It's not like at one time, at some point in your life, that the Son of God says to you, come, come after me. It's probably not just one day and you say, oh yeah, okay, I'll do that. And then you never have to make another decision the rest of your life. That isn't quite the way it works. That call that we receive is probably much more frequent than we want to admit or acknowledge. Because if we are hearing it frequently, it means that somehow we've become attuned to the voice of Christ. So that we probably begin to hear his voice much more frequently. Sometimes we get the idea that I just have to make this decision once and that takes care of me forever. But I think it's decisions we have to make every day. Come, do what I'm asking you to do. Be a part of what I want you to be. It's this kingdom of heaven thing. You know, we frequently think of it as a place, you know, where I'm sure there's beautiful scenery and angels flying all over the place and where there's all kinds of peace and quiet and joy and happiness of all kinds. I'm pretty sure that's what a lot of us think about when we think about the kingdom of heaven. To become a part of that is being with God where everything is just wonderful. But it's not necessarily a place. The kingdom of heaven is not necessarily a place that you go to. It is a way of living. It is a way of being. And that way of being is imitation of Jesus Christ. The way he lived, that is the kingdom of heaven on earth. It's a different way of living. It's a way of living that is prompted strictly by love of others. It's a way of living that cares about others. It's a way of living that prompts generosity to others. It's all of those things. So it's really a way of life that we adopt. And that's not always the easy part. We can say, oh yes, yes Lord, I'm coming. I'll be right there. As soon as we hear the call. It's a willingness to be open to what Christ calls us to do and what he calls us to be. It's not always easy, because frequently it means that I have to maybe swallow my own pride. Maybe I have to give up what I want. I don't really need, but I want, so that a better good can come of it. It may be that I have to bite my tongue and not say exactly what I think whenever something occurs that displeases me. It may be a simple act of kindness to somebody else. It may be a call to pray, to simply once in a while be alone with God and communicate with him, talk to him, and listen to him. So that call is not something that happens only once in your lifetime. There may be major calls when maybe it's a call to give your life and service to the people of God. But that's not a one-day decision either. That's not made once in your lifetime. It's a constant decision that you make, that Christ invites you to do, and if you can continue to say yes, then you try your best to carry out your part in that kingdom of heaven. It's kind of like love. You know, love isn't something that you say once in your lifetime and you never have to say it again. It's a choice that we make, that this person or these people are so important to me that I want to give them the best that I am all the time. And that may mean that today I have to say it, and maybe tomorrow I have to say it, and maybe 10 times the day after I have to say it, just to keep myself convinced that I truly believe and love this person, and I want to do whatever is for their genuine good. So it's that kind of call. And the interesting thing is, we all have to remember, it's not just a voice that comes from out of nowhere. It's not just maybe, what it is essentially is the voice of God. He's inviting us to be an integral part of this kingdom of heaven. And he keeps calling us to maybe remind us that we haven't quite measured up to what we are capable of, but that if we keep working at it, his grace will guide us to where he wants us to be. The influence that he wants us to have in this kingdom of God, the difference he wants us to make in our family life, in our church community, in the community in which I live, in our world today. But every one of us receives that call. It's every bit as real as the call of Peter and Andrew, James and John. Not to the great heights that they were called, but to serve, to do our part, to be willing to be a part of the kingdom of God here on earth. So we have to make ourselves conscious of the fact that God does call. It's not going to be a loud voice. It frequently may be just an opportunity to say a kind word. It may be an opportunity to just step aside for somebody else. It may be an opportunity to say, I'm sorry, I messed up. But what it is essentially, it's a way of living every day of our lives in imitation of the one who calls, Jesus Christ himself. Now, if we'd like for you, Michael, to come forward, and he has some words he would like to give to us about the seminary and maybe a little bit about his life and what this collection is all about.